You watch some of that cheese.
Uh-huh.
Well, happy fucking happy hour with fucking Rick Overton.
Hey, Rick Overton.
Hey.
Hello.
You can't fucking say fuck.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
You can't say, whoa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Jim, somebody said, God, you're swearing so gratuitous on the happy hour. I'm like, fucking
fuck
yeah. There's no fucking comedic
because
purpose or
what's
otherwise.
That shit about?
Just because I fucking can.
And we're not governed by the fuck anymore.
Yeah.
Ironically, one
Even
of the seven words.
Through.
Yeah.
FCC came through, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Net neutrality.
Wait, this is very exciting. Net neutrality. Where's my box?
Frankly,
thank
it's Newt neutrality. Frankly.
No. Has Newt been neutralized?
Newt,
that would
frankly,
be good.
I've been neutered, frankly. One of my ex-wives did the deed while I was passed out on the couch.
On the black market for
wow,
balls.
Wow, if someone did cut his dick off, how would you ever find that in
oh
the field?
God.
That'd be like a magnifying glasses,
no,
monocles. I don't, Newt, I don't, what the fuck? Seriously?
You need an electron microscope.
Oh, wait a minute.
What is
yes.
that, a bacteria?
No, no, it's Newt's...
It's Newt's nuts.
It's Newt's nuticles.
Newt's nuticles.
Huh. Where's your booze? What's up with you?
I'm sick, remember?
Whatever, pussy.
Nice try.
Whatever. That's because you walk around half naked like that.
No, I'm warm because of a fever.
All right.
I'm all fucked up on life.
Warm is actually slang for homosexual in German.
Oh, really?
Die warmen Brüder. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
thank
then.
You, thank you. Rick is not drinking. I made him Huff Paint before the show.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
That's the new Huff Po.
Because they're
exactly
Huff Pay.
Huff Pay.
Because they're
Huff Pay in the wind.
Who knows? They're like the. So Homeland Security might be shut down by the time people are hearing this.
Yeah.
So you know. Yeah. You picked a fuck of a day to stop sniffing airplane glue, Rick, and stop huffing paint.
Yeah.
The TSA down today, huh? So what does that do for flights?
I don't know.
Are they going to bring in scabs? A lot of guys can't wait to pat you down.
I had 2 hours in Cessna 152.
Yeah.
That's close.
I just got to do that again.
I think she's. I think she's packing.
Feely Mc.
Squeezy McFeel pants will be working.
Will be
Jim,
working.
Are you going to volunteer to be TSA this weekend?
Oh, my. I'm excited to be patriotic.
Yeah. Doing my patriotic duty.
Use my services to pat down all the breasts.
That's why Newt, speaking of Newt, that's why Newt said he had to fuck so many women. Because he had this giant, roaming, patriotic penis.
That's right.
Frankly. I love America so much, frankly. I had to, a lot of stress, and I had to fuck every pussy.
Frankly, there are a lot of vaginas out there that are unoccupied, frankly. And of course, they wouldn't have noticed that I had occupied it.
Darling, you're
He's
not
an occupying
you're not
penis
the,
army.
You're not the only woman with no self-esteem.
No.
I just want you to know that.
Forget Dick.
I can fuck other women who don't mind how hideous I am up close.
As long as I keep writing the checks, frankly.
They go to a happy place.
I got you.
I
got you.
Eyes.
I got
they disappear.
I got your Dick Army ready.
Dick Army.
Damn it.
By the way, there's a burger restaurant on Hollywood Boulevard called Sandy Burger.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right near Hollywood and
really?
Vine. Yeah, I drive past it every day. I'm like, I wonder if they meant that.
Do you have
that.
To smuggle your receipts out in your socks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an old joke for old fire. Nobody got that. Nobody got that.
Speak
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if they meant that.
Who knows? Oh, my God. Look at us crunching on snacks. And you wanted to bring all the cheese down so we could say who cut the cheese. Rick, I love how you cater to my fart jokes.
I like how you
Even though you are an Emmy Award winner, just like Jim Ward.
I like the cut of your jib. I'm not sure what a jib is, but I like it. Who cut the jib?
All right. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. No, I'm sorry. My mouth is full.
Uh-huh.
I'll swallow.
Yeah,
what are we talking about? Oh, them Jeez. Shutting down the Homeland Security Department. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the Republicans are so all about national security.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
As long as they can blame it on the black guy.
Right, and that all, and it involves, like, border security, which is what the whole fucking thing's about.
Right.
Because they don't want, okay, I'm just saying. It's, all right.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well,
they, you know how popular they become every time they shut something down? Because there were a few Republicans they got kicked out on each one of those batches.
Oops.
They lose waves of Republicans every time they do it.
Yeah.
It never does good for them in the long run.
Nope. No,
just out of spite.
Yeah. You know, more importantly, Jim, people really, really need to hear Tom Brokaw talk about the Lost Llamas.
The Lost Llamas in the Valley of the Sun?
Right.
That's just in. Llama drama causes police chase outside of Phoenix, Arizona. That's right. Two animals were spotted running through the streets of Sun City, Arizona, outside Phoenix. The two animals were part of a demonstration at the Carillion's Gen Care Lifestyle Facility. According to your westvalley.com.
Right.
But somehow baby and mother managed to wrangle loose and ready for the chase.
Right. Was Gina Lola Bridget?
Gina Lola Bridget and Lola Falana were involved.
Or Mary Kay Lips.
Their televised breakout quickly inspired a Twitter account and several hashtags, including llamas on the loose. The llamas thwarted numerous attempts by my Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies and bystanders to round them up.
Right.
One of the animals, a black baby llama named Lainey.
Oh, of course they caught the black one first.
Yeah.
Pause up. I can't breathe.
Oh.
Fuckers.
How do you say I can't breathe in llama?
Nah.
Or it's more like a screaming goat.
Yeah.
But they're captured
unarmed.
Yeah,
hooves up. I can't breathe.
By Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies and llama farm volunteers. A second animal, a larger white llama, remained on the loose for several more minutes until it was lassoed and taken in by handlers. Not Chelsea Handler.
No.
I know where your mind is going.
Oh, my God. Rick too. Overton's going to that cheese like OJ. Okay. Are you okay?
His mouth sounds like it's full, and it's making me hungry.
I know.
Yeah, I'm amazed they didn't shoot them dead. That's like the new thing to do.
Yeah,
just anything that breaks any rule, bam, 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 shoot it.
Yeah. If a dog's coming near you, shoot it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God Sarah Palin wasn't around in a helicopter.
Oh, God. Right. No, it's really disgusting. I mean, the militarization of it.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
yes.
Just you're guilty until proven innocent now.
It's not going well.
And if you have a dog, it's going to get shot.
It's starting to not work too well. It seems like the video camera's fucking the gun up everywhere it turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you are the far greater threat with a video camera.
Oh, my God. Can I just say that was not a cartoon sound effect? That was Jim pouring John Boner-sized
glass of
Merlot.
Wine.
Yeah.
It's not Merlot. It's Cabernet Sauvignon. For Alexander Valley.
Is it a nice oaky cab?
Nice oaky cab.
By the way, John Boner... the headline is "Make Super Awkward Kisses at Reporter." Did you see
that?
This?
Was weird.
He is coming up fucking drunk at press conferences
now.
That
was weird.
What, he's like blowing kisses or something?
He made a room full of reporters break out in nervous laughter.
gotta go.
When he answered a question by making air kisses at a male reporter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, a reporter.
Did I think that or do that? I have no subtext filter anymore.
Please tell me that was a dream.
Did I do that? I can't remember.
Fucking Ambien.
Oh, no. I just fucked a green butterfly.
I realized today that he is Mitch McConnell's pokey pal. He's Mitch McConnell's pokey pal because he's orange.
Orange.
Gumby and pokey.
Yes.
Yeah. Pokey pal too. Here's my point. He said the reporter pressed Boner during a press conference to say whether he'd bring a clean bill funding the Department of Homeland Security to the House floor. The speaker made kissing noises in response. He's losing his shit, man.
Yeah.
When we make decisions, we'll let you know, he said. Giggles could be heard. One confused reporter said, "What does that mean?" Boner said, "That was just a kiss, that's all." And the reporter said, "Several."
A sigh is just a sigh.
That was weird. Watching the video of it is weird.
Now, I hang out a lot with straight guys like Jim and Rick, and even if they get drunk, they don't do that to other dudes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He's the subconscious is a magnificent device, and it's the last honest thing in man.
Yep,
and it'll speak out in mid sentence when you're trying to hide it with all your bullshit.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yep.
What? What?
Kelly Clarkson.
When Steve Carell was getting just waxed
on his job,
and it was real. I mean, that was
Oof. Ow. Ow. Ow.
I'm glad I'm not hairy like that.
Yeah. No, you are perfect.
No, 100 pounds ago, maybe.
You are, Bruno, you're perfect now. Rick, last week we talked about Sam Kinison's bit about him licking. He said if you guys want to know how to do oral sex, lick the alphabet. Oh, and yeah. Jim last week revealed that he licks the Cyrillic alphabet. Do you have
I don't remember all technique? The Cyrillic alphabet. There's all these weird compounds.
That's what's great. You got to keep doing do-overs. And, that was wrong. It all works.
These compound consonants like sha, cha, and sha.
Oh, those are the killing words from Dune. Hey, Mahdib, wow. You can kill
they
her.
They also work for Conlingus.
Yeah.
I
fly Erlingus.
Let's just cut to the chase. Can we just end the charade and cut to Captain Hook?
Yes.
Is that how you do it?
Captain Hook, here to shorten the entire thing. Let's bring it home, finally.
Wow, with the two fingers.
Like that?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God, stop imitating the straight guy. That's pathetic. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, do the same thing.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Uh-huh. Trust me, I know.
Okay.
And you push on the top part, squeeze that nerve.
Right. Exactly. Yes, exactly.
You know, your clit is basically the same wiring bundle that the cock got at the head.
It is.
Just put into a different part of the car. Right.
Exactly.
It's the same. It's like a GM car. The Chevy wiring bundle gets the same thing as the Pontiac wiring bundle. They just get a different body.
Right.
Sure.
What? Okay, that's you a guy way. If I put it a guy way, it was.
Yeah, you don't know how guys work, do you?
No, I know how girls work. I know what girls like. Okay, so how do we get off on that, for God's sakes?
We did get off on that.
He did the Bill Cosby because you put the pills in
you
the payment.
You put pills in the people.
And the drink. And
Right. What's a Cuban?
I'm going to stick my flurn in your flarn because I don't work blue.
I'll put my stinking in your flurkin holler.
Yeah, he was a little lectury. Wasn't he to other comics about not working blue? What's that about?
Well, he works blue in his own
way. Yeah, in his own way. I don't work blue, but
not on stage necessarily.
Yeah.
He's now called Pill Cosby.
Yes.
Hey. That's too bad. Hmm? That's too bad he did that.
Yeah.
Vuka.
Right. What's an arc?
What's a cubit?
What's a cubit?
As a cubit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a brilliant comedian.
As a kid.
Just saying. Here's to be a rapist.
Wonderfulness, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, I was never a black kid running, playing cool. touch football, or, you know.
You weren't? God damn it, Jim. You told me you were born a
Philly.
Poor
no,
black
no.
child. God damn it.
In a previous life, probably.
All right.
But, you know, I just really, he was such a great storyteller. The whole
absolutely.
Thing.
I saw him live.
And him talking, well, this is just on the record. I didn't
Or Bill Cosby himself.
He talked about having sneakers where the sole kind of separates.
Flops away.
And it's just, if you're wearing corduroy pants, you're a one-man band. Voop, voop, flop.
Yep.
He was great with stuff like that.
Yeah. Too bad he was an alleged rapist.
Yes.
Too bad.
That, is it alleged still?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because it hasn't been proven in court.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, you were and are very popular road comic. What was the pussy situation? Because
then or now?
Well, listen, as a woman, that I remember seeing you at the Chicago Improv.
Yes, Steph, how was the pussy situation on the road?
My point is, Rick Overton is a fucking brilliant, hot comic that was on the road from me. I remember seeing him at the Chicago Improv with his floppy hair and his physical comedy.
Didn't I see you in Chicago when I was there?
Chicago Improv one night. I'll never forget Rick Overton. And to this day, you are one of the most brilliant comedians in the country. And that's you're a pussy magnet, let me just say. Because, right? You were brilliant and hilarious.
It was, luck of the draw, and you're well lit. Lighting has so much to do with it. If you're the most well-lit one, gets
romantic,
drawn. Draws.
You were a brilliant. I just remembered that, and I thought, wow, he must be getting a lot of pussy because
I got lucky on the road. You know, especially back in the era when it was a freer time to do
But this is what I don't get about Bill Cosby. Why would you have to rape someone?
Yeah.
A really famous great comic like you or Bill Cosby?
Because it's
a
power thing. Yeah. It's not a pussy thing. It's a power thing.
But I don't get
why would you have to do that? Like, what?
I didn't. I didn't need to do it.
No, you did not. You did not recover,
little goofy kid from Jersey, but I didn't do it.
I would skip the power part and go straight to the pussy. I think.
Yeah. There's, you know, at my age now, I know what threesomes are for. I'm 60 now, so a threesome is like,
you're call 911. No.
Yeah. Well, there's take a threesome. It,
help me out here.
Yeah, you're off on the side watching it like, yeah.
Yeah, a wingman.
Hit
a wingman.
That shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smack that ass.
Oh, my God. No, not yet. No, not like this. I don't want to go like this. Not here. Like not now. This. Not like this.
Well, Colonel John Painter, red wine is great for her health.
Yeah, that's right. You're healthy as a motherfucker.
That's right.
This is Rick, it's...
Well, what was the sex like for you on the road when you did the road?
I didn't really do the road. That's the thing. I was always a radio geek. I never really did the road. But you did.
When you played.
And you were...
I'm sure you got some radio pussy. Come on. Yeah.
You must have had some.
That is not...
I should have had...
And go into detail.
I should have had that when I was a DJ in Santa Barbara. When a friend of mine was working for K-Tide at the rock station, he was actually banging chicks out the window.
Yeah, but you were
overlooking State Street.
You were
Wait a minute, out the window?
Yes.
In State Street?
Overlooking State Street. He was banging chicks.
There's an
anyway.
Ass.
But the station I was working on played show tunes. So guess who showed up to see me? I brought you a cake. Oh, thanks.
That's, I'm like, that's I like pussy. Whatever. Thank you for the cake.
Close enough.
Yeah. Can I fuck the cake?
Yes.
That'll be years from now. It'll be a movie.
Dear.
The road was fun. There used to be orgies in Arizona.
Rick, I did always have a crush on you. Okay, this may be too much, but you know, this is what happy hour is about, a little bit too much sharing. I remember we had a date once at the... what is it? The garlic thing. What's the garlic restaurant?
Stinking Rose.
Oh, the Stinking Rose. Stinking
yes. Yes.
On La Cienega.
Yes.
There's one in San Francisco, too.
You know, Rick, I've had some
North Beach
questioning years. And Rick Overton was always a big comedy crush of mine. Like, he was for everybody.
Was he a gentleman or was he a cad?
No, he was a gentleman.
He was a ne'er-do-well.
He was a gentleman. He was what we did. We had a... And I thought, I don't know if he picked the stinking garlic for a date. Maybe he's not that fucking into me. But...
No, I didn't mean it that way. I was being a gentleman.
I know you were being a gentleman, but yeah. Like, but there's those, you know, there's those years of questioning, and you're not really. But let me just say, I've always found you incredibly hot.
Oh, likewise,
comedically and otherwise.
Likewise, Angel. You know it.
It's getting a little too real.
Uh-huh.
So well, he's going to put the pills in the
people. He might put the pills in the people tonight.
Hey.
In the after party, he might put the pills in the person. And
this cheese tastes kind of funny. I have to have one more bite.
What, Rick?
Did you make that cheese out of your vagina?
Yes. I made it in my vagina. Enjoy.
A couple of weeks ago.
Would they call that koozie homemaker?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes,
word assembly, speed, and word assembly. You have credit for those two things.
Yay. I should call your attention that you have a Nazi cutting board. It is from Wüsthof.
It is from Wüsthof. It's a Wüsthof cutting board. I apologize.
Is that Nazi?
Schlachthof 5.
Is that Nazi?
Well, no. Slaughterhouse 5. Schlachthof 5.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so. All right. Jim, you brought in a conspiracy thing.
Oh.
What do you want to talk about?
This
is what we... Because when people go, this is the genesis of the happy hour. What do you guys talk about when you're drinking with your friends? When Jim's here? I can tell when he has someone cornered. I'm like, Jim has someone. Trish, Wanda, somebody. One of my friends, he has them cornered talking about conspiracy stuff.
Don't start me on the assassination. You don't want to go there. But
you know, JFK, you know, Bill O'Reilly said he heard the JFK CIA guy kill himself, but he didn't because he's a fucking liar. But anyway, let's move on.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway, remember the Malaysia Airlines flight?
Yes.
I thought that was so suspicious. Well, I'm not the only one. There's a private pilot and science writer Jeff Wise, one of CNN's aviation analysts, working on the wall-to-wall coverage of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight, has a theory about the true location. It turns out he says the Russians are involved, and it wound up. He's not really sure why Putin would do that, but I just sort of skimmed over this sort of. But they were considering Kazakhstan as a possible destination. The Cosmodrome in Baikonur is in Kazakhstan,
right?
The Russians have launched all their space flights from.
Oh my God!
Sputnik up to the present.
It's so, like one of those early Bond films things.
What would Sir Sean Connery say? That was I was going to ask. What would Sir Sean Connery say about all this? How would he? What sort of octopus would he encounter?
Devious plan to fly the plane into Kazakhstan,
right?
To Baikonur.
Who would have thought of that?
I can barely ride a Baikonur anymore. My yamshak's dragging across the ground. It caught my spokes.
In the brambles. Right? Exactly. What are you doing, Rick?
He's being Blofeld.
I'm Blofeld. Yeah. Okay. But he's like amazing. A mixture of Blofeld and Seinfeld.
Okay.
What is up with these people? What's the deal with James Bond? I mean, I tried to kill him, and he keeps coming back. What is the deal with him?
I blame the soup notchy. No soup for you. Certainly not haggis for you.
How about Paul Haggis?
All right. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
That Yay.
Nicely done, Julian. Okay. Strong Connery's. Yeah. Very nicely done. Okay. So we are all... getting on
watched,
in age.
Have you ever watched early Bond movies?
No.
Connery doesn't sound like Connery at all in those movies.
No.
He's very British.
Yes.
Roly-poly words.
Very British. Very plummy.
Yes. Yes, but really, he's more like this. I'll take penis mighty up, Trebek. I refuse to pay your excessive tariff. Being a Scotsman, you see.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's my point. We're all getting on in age on stage.
Oh, what are you saying, Missy? I still got one good knee.
He said as he's carrying his cane.
Yes. This is why I stopped doing Sex and Liberal for the moment. And I'm going to Blue State Ball this weekend where I...
Blue State Ball.
I was trying to pole dance in a, you know, funny...
Pole dancing.
And I almost pulled down a lighting rig on everyone.
And Blue State Ball.
It's not important now.
Just stay away from the Mall of America.
Madonna fell.
Madonna fell.
Yes, thank you. Madonna fell at her concert.
Was there polygamy involved?
No, I don't think so, Jim.
Could she get back up, or did she have to push the button on the thing?
Call, life call. I've fallen. No, she did not, Rick. No, Rick. She's 56. I'm 53. You fucker. Sharon Weissman.
You fucker. Yeah, you could break a hip.
Totally could.
Break a hip just sitting there.
Cher and Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Have sent their support to Madonna after she fell down a set of stairs at a concert.
Well, she was yanked down the set of stairs because they were pulling her cape off, but her cape
Hermione
didn't,
cape failed to detach.
It didn't undo, and so they pulled her down
but
the stairs.
She was.
Those fucking dancers. Yeah. Those fucking faggot dancers. Right,
well,
Chris?
Sure.
Someone's bucking for her part, right? Then you cut to the camera angle, and there's the young, and there's Lady Gaga's like,
yes, yes.
Oops.
Bitch. Liza said somebody somebody told me my friend Madonna fell while performing, but she's incapable of doing such a thing. You couldn't keep Madonna down if you tried.
And gravity could do it.
She's a weeble. She'll wobble, but she won't fall down.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
Really?
And Cher tweeted,
"Fuck Maximilian, I do."
Cher tweeted, "Heard Madonna fell on stage. This is something we all dread. Madge, I give you props. You're a champ for finishing.
Fatherland, show us the way.
That's not what Cher said. For finishing your song. Hope you're unhurt." Because she finished the song during
like
the fall, which the audience heard a loud thud.
I'm okay.
Nobody help me.
I'm very badly burned.
How many times do people hear that during Sexy Liberal? I'm okay. Nobody help me.
I'm still alive. I'm just very badly burned.
It's Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
And she fell down the stairs and dropped her mic. But then she continued and finished her song.
Wow. Good for her.
Damn it.
And the
you go, Madge.
Thunk that her hip made when it hit the stage
thunk.
Was...
What was it, thunk?
It was really, really loud. Thunk.
Ooh. Ow.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
This is what all awaits us.
That means she's not lip-syncing it, at least. You got a live mic up there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, she wasn't
lip-syncing. No, people are like, why aren't you doing Sexy Liberal? I'm like, maybe in 2016, but I'll have to have the Olivia Soprano's wheelchair
but Stephanie,
to come down the stairs.
You don't wear a cape. You'll be fine. You don't wear a cape.
Get back out there and do it, baby.
She is when she's Batgirl.
We believe in you. Really? We believe in you.
You should go as Batgirl for Halloween.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Get back in there.
Right? If I will get an Armani cape, and if I fall, what the fuck, right? I will just carry on.
The safe word is always Mizrahi.
Get a bat cape, and then you can't fall. Just you fly away.
Sure.
Exactly. All right. Okay, I hate to bring up a sore subject, but you are we're a good
friend.
My
knee? Ow!
No, it's all right. It's okay. Yes. It's okay. I'm fine.
Jim's... Okay.
I'm going to need a whole skeleton replacement.
Adamantium.
Did you hear that today?
What?
They're doing full body transplants.
What?
Yes.
Who?
That's a new thing. They're doing full body.
How do you do that?
Well...
You brought me an abnormal brain?
Right.
All right.
Could be worse. Could be raining.
Wait a minute. If you get a full body transplant, you're a different person.
Yes.
Well, it's not the
head. Well, even if you get a liver
transplant.
It's not
the head.
Well, then that's not the full body.
No, but if you even if you get a liver transplant, you sometimes people absorb the some of the thoughts
vibe.
And the and the emotions of the, and the likes of the people who own the liver in the first place.
Right.
I mean, a memory doesn't reside just in the brain. I mean,
that's right. No, so they're saying they can do a full body transplant. I mean, the funeral would be a lot less expensive because you could just have a hat box, just the head, and then the rest of the body would go.
I'll take two from column B and three from column D.
Yeah. Once your dick is universally transferable, certain people got to sleep with like a shotgun and one eye open, you know.
All right.
Wake up in a tub of ice in Mexico and your dick is gone.
Yeah.
There's some wealthy guy sitting there with his brandy snifter, you know, in the shadows. Did you bring it? Uh-huh. Then he opens the ice chest.
Yes.
That will do nicely.
Ah, yes. Ron Jeremy.
My
he wasn't
dear,
using it anyway.
I'll be ready for you in 6 to 8 weeks, my darling.
Oh, dear.
Splendid. Sew it on me now. Yes, look at me, darling. Look what I have on me now.
It's dragging on the ground.
I've added
it
to my original
completely useless.
Completely useless. Swinging gym sock with a golf ball on the end of it for no reason.
Ah-ha. How do you like me now?
For nothing. Pointless mutilation surgery.
That was my favorite band, Pointless Mutilation Surgery.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
Yeah,
awesome. They were for the Sex Pistols.
They were prog rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Anarchy for the UK. It's coming sometime, maybe.
Huh, that's good. John Lydon.
Okay.
Yes.
Anger is an energy.
All right, this is where we're going to get real. Just saying,
don't get real, bitches.
Robin Williams, your good friend. Yeah. Zelda Williams spoke out. His daughter
to the Today Show today.
Yeah. And said, "I don't think at this point, I don't think there's a point to keep asking why he made the decision. It's not important to ask. There's no point questioning it. No point blaming anyone for it. There's no point blaming yourself." Or the world, or whatever the case may be, because it happened, and you have to continue to move, and you have to continue to live and manage to honor her father. She said she would continue his charity work, will present a Nobel Award this week honoring his work with the Challenge Athlete Foundation. He's done charity as long as he has the wherewithal, the ability to do it. That was what his favorite thing, other than comedy, really was.
Huh.
So I think that was really sort of powerful. Were his good friend. And
yeah, she's wise beyond her years.
Yeah, sounds like
that
it.
Zelda. And so is Cody and so is Zach. They're all, they are from a heritage of genius, you know, and it certainly shows in each and every one of them an individual. But that spark found its way to shine through each of their lives.
Oh.
It's cool to know them. And I'm sad for the thing, their loss is I can't. Yeah. Put words to that. If I'm feeling
but
this, what are they
she
feeling?
She raises a good point about it. That at some point, there's no point to talking about it and why.
Analyzing
and whatever.
It.
Yeah. I mean, it's
there's no point not going to bring him back.
No, it doesn't get anything back to analyze beyond a certain point. It does put you in kind of a... You want some resolution. And I think the only way you can find resolution on some things is get into it. He's into it. I just came back from doing his dog rescue charity up in San Francisco at Cobb's. And so and we had a little tribute to him at the same time. And so it was really a nice thing to carry on both things. But if you want to honor him, do what he liked to do.
Yeah.
Max and Fred are both rescued. We all believe in rescue here. Yep. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
My bastard cat is a rescue.
He's a bastard, and that's how
he
you know
this
you're,
to me.
Damn. Yeah, well, that's
your mark.
You know what,
man.
That's the mark. Remember
the mark
in Omen.
Of the beast.
Remember in Omen. Remember in Omen. All the photos. There's a thing, and then that's the next person to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's.
All right. Yeah. Right. It shows up.
That show it up. Show it again. Yeah. Chris has the mark of death.
If three sixes show up on your hand, then I'm running out of here.
Jazz's devil cat.
Chris, you shall be missed.
Right. Do you know how to work any of this equipment?
No.
Okay.
But you probably should give me a primer this weekend. here's what I was going to say, first of all, is... save that one.
What?
Here's why this we're just a dumb country.
What was your first clue?
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, Jim. Snowing money. Man ships Boston snow from a yard. A Massachusetts man is capitalizing on the snow ravaged northeast by selling and shipping snow to customers.
That guy's not dumb.
Jeez.
The people who are buying the snow are dumb.
In warmer climates. It's a shipsnowyo.com.
He does know it turns into water once it gets warm.
Well, there's some assholes that are willing to buy this.
Where's the snow? It's just water.
How do you keep it powdery in a refrigerator truck?
Yeah.
And not talk about this giant rectangle of ice come out the other side.
It's an ice turd.
But he's making money. He's making money
he
from
says
this.
He can get the product to the customer within 20 hours, and while it still melts...
Ice station zebra turd.
While it still melts, there's usually enough for 10 to 15 snowballs.
So he's selling snow.
Yeah.
At what's the cost per snowball?
I don't know, but we are fucking dumb, and somebody is buying snow from Boston.
Hey, what's that out here in Bickersfield? Thanks. It's water now.
What happened to the snow?
What the fuck is happening?
What happened? It's a train full of water.
Here's another example why we're a dumb country. The Kardashians have just signed a $100 million deal with E!
Wow. $100 million?
Right. Right.
For Kim Kardashian's ass?
For the whole family.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And here we are. Bruce Jenner has his own separate deal with E!
With two of the most brilliant comedians in the country.
Yeah.
$100 million. Wow.
You remember the Star Trek from
Bruce Jenner, not part of the deal. Ah. He has his own deal.
Yep.
Keep
his or her own deal.
Well, his
keeping up with Glenn
or Glenda.
His until he, tells everybody that he identifies as a woman.
Mm. And identifies as hating fucking traffic on PCH, which we all do.
Well,
man,
yeah.
But
jeez, he really does.
And identifies as a hardcore right winger.
Is he?
Wow. He is. Oh yeah.
A little bit.
Yep.
A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's all over the board.
Well, he gets really upset when you make fun of George W. Bush in front of him.
Hermann Göring was a transvestite, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I did not know
part
that.
Of the time,
My dad didn't mention that to me when he was... Poker
buddy!
My dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg, Rick.
That's right. That's right, he was.
Yeah.
We played poker with these
guys. And Jim thinks that makes William Miller Hermann Göring's poker buddy.
No. They did not play poker, Jim.
You just slap
poker. I just met her.
slapping cyanide capsules out of his mouth. Right? hey! Put it out. No, not, release.
Put it out.
No. Release.
Release.
Release. You know what actually happened?
Do it.
What happened?
You're hiding a pill. Do it.
What actually happened is that there was a girl outside the prison who had a pen that she wanted to give to Göring.
Yeah, no shit.
The cyanide was in the pen. And some GI just fell for it and just. But he was a very charming guy, actually.
That's what my dad said.
Yeah.
My dad said he was eerie.
Extremely
and sort
charming,
of,
yeah.
Yeah.
Charming, yeah.
But kind of a boob, right?
Oh.
Well, he was.
War criminal, boob. He
He was also
not that bright, right?
No, he was very bright.
Bright?
Really,
was he really?
Yeah.
No, he said scary.
You're thinking of the guy who looks like George W. Bush, the guy who crashed his plane into Scotland. Oh, God, I can't remember his name now.
Oh,
jeez. I'm forgetting Nazis' names. That's bad.
Jim.
Well, that's a problem.
God. I must have, what's that German word? Alzheimer. Rudolf Hess. That's something.
Hess, all right.
Hess
had that same overbite and the heavy brow like Bush did and does, and was just a good enough pilot to crash his plane into Scotland.
Huh. Yeah, very much like Bush.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Wow. All right.
All right.
Anyway. All right. Well, here's the good news. Floating strip club accused of dumping poop into the harbor. Well, that's really not classy now.
What?
In Anchorage, Alaska, home of the classy Sarah Palin, ever since a crabbing boat. Some of those girls probably have
crabby.
Ironically, crabs.
I'd be crabby if I had crabs.
Yeah.
Was converted into a floating strip club off the shore of Alaska. It's been beset by legal tangles over safety.
Legal tangles off of Alaska.
Right. Now there's
allegations?
Right. That they've been dumping human poo into the harbor.
Excrement.
Right.
Or tits, as right. Travis said today.
Travis, you said tits on the regular show today. You can't say tits. On the regular show, you can say tits.
Let it out now, man. Let it out like a good cry.
Titty.
You can't fucking say tits on the fucking radio.
Right, on the regular show, you can fucking say tits now.
Tit.
Well, I told you to suck my tit when you said that. He did not suck my tits.
Well,
that's all. I like my tits sucked.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
now you tell me.
Well.
Okay.
Any piercings? You have any piercings?
No.
Keep going with the titties a second. It's good stuff.
If you're going to pierce one other thing, what would you pierce?
I don't have anything pierced.
Franklin
pierced. I'm not into piercing.
Would you get your labia pierced?
Your ears are pierced, right? Or those clip-ons?
Well, just my ears, yes. Yeah. I don't have anything else pierced.
Your labia isn't pierced?
Do you like that?
It depends if you like it.
Have you guys fucked girls with labia piercings?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
See?
Oh,
you have. No. Exactly.
Doesn't do anything. It doesn't hit your dick or anything like that. It's off to the side.
No.
You know.
So what do you care?
Yeah. Doesn't scuff you with a racing stripe on one side or anything.
What is the point of labia piercings? I don't really know.
Labia Spain. I adore you.
What?
Lady of Spain.
Yes. Labia
Spain. Never mind.
I think you can overdo it. Yeah, I think you can jangle and bedazzle it up too much.
Jangle and bedazzle.
That's a pain that isn't going away no matter how many you stick through. But I think you can, a little bit of adornment. If you like it, it's interesting. It's like saying, hey, look at my vagina, which, what guy has goes, a ring.
Oh,
there
wow.
It is.
Wow. I need that.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, guys don't
What does this thing
that?
Do?
What's it do?
Well, can I stick my thingy in it and find out? Yeah! Wow! This is something else! I'm going to try to do this again! Wow!
So your point is the vagina needs no bedazzling?
I don't know why you need
to do it. You'd stick anything in it no matter what?
Yeah.
It doesn't really need any kind of
you don't have to put
piercings, bedazzling? No.
Hygiene's kind of important, but...
No, Jim Ward told us last happy hour that as long as the streets are clean... No, he can go downtown.
There was some athlete. I can't remember who his name is. But I mean, I remember it stuck athlete. In my mind. He said, I don't mind going downtown if the streets are clean. I'm like, okay. I'm
all
scared
right.
of that.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Wow.
He's a vegetarian.
Excuse me?
He's a vegetarian.
Yes. Understand.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's,
I have to ask a straight guy question because I don't often get two of you in captivity like this.
Yeah, you're surrounded by homos the rest of the day.
Yeah, mostly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and a fabulous window treatment.
I am not a window treatment kind of homo.
Your neighbor window treatment is smashing it.
Yes!
Smash!
Hulk smash!
How you like treatment?
Okay, be honest, both of you, be honest. Do you actually like... licking pussy, or do
yes.
you just do it?
No, I do.
Do you do it, just to be, you know what I'm saying? Do you just do it as so I can stick my dick in, or do you really like it?
I like it.
Really?
I like it.
It's only fair.
She's can't allowing you say, your...
But do you like it?
Lonely.
Yeah. There's, it, I, not all the time.
Well, some of them
I don't know. I get that Tour de France neck, you know?
What does that mean?
You got to lay flat on the bed and crank your head upward, you know? Yeah, I got to go do like that. Now, if she can lean the legs off the edge of the bed... And I can just sort of sit up and hit it like that. That's easier on my neck. That I can go a long time.
So, yeah, there's an age thing to do with your neck. But what you're saying is...
Yeah, I'll get her up on a pillow or something like that. Yeah, and sure. A little easier, I'll get up on the elbows.
It's all right. About angles.
Really?
Yeah. It's technical. It's there's no emotion or passion. It's all angles. And
right.
No, it's...
down 30
right, but
degrees.
Are you it's offended fun. If she only comes that way and not through, penetration?
Not offended. No.
Okay.
No,
I'm just asking.
What about you, Steph?
It's not important now.
Yes,
my
it is.
Point is
no, that's very important.
Usually, it's very important.
Usually works out that if you can come that way, there's probably another one hidden away in there somewhere.
Pardon me?
If you can get a cum from that one, there's generally one more coming.
Oh, yeah.
Like a squirter?
There you go. So with
a little bit of that.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, a little squirt or something there. You know, just got to hit the right button and find it.
I was with one neurotic woman at one point, and she didn't want to go down. Yeah, well, that's fine.
Wait, she didn't want to go down on you?
And that she didn't want me to go down on her either.
Oh,
why? Because she wasn't clean?
I don't know. Because she was insane.
Oh. Okay.
She used to work with my ex-wife. Enough said.
Okay. Yes, and? Yes, and?
Anyway. Yes, and?
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Well, you know, I did my best and nothing. She was
and it's,
not,
you know what?
Some people are just.
Everyone has a different speed and pace, and someone likes the side to side. Some girls like the up and the down.
Mm-hmm.
And some girls like the kiss, 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 and some likes the. You suck it and draw it in, so you're giving the clit a blowjob, you know?
Right.
And some like just
like
ram
a little,
it in.
Like a little dick.
Bam,
like a little
bam,
dick.
Bam,
like a little
bam,
dick.
Bam,
like a little
bam,
dick.
Bam, gotta be real.
Bam, bam. Like a little dick.
You got to do, like, permission. Another inch? Okay. All right. Another inch? All right.
Bring in the howitzer.
And
bring in the Zamboni.
Yeah, but it's the challenge is everyone has an individual way they come, and you figure it out.
That's right.
You've got to learn what key they're singing in.
How many other hands are invited to the party, and you know, can you get inside while you're doing it or whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah, there's like 10 different things to consider. It's a Swiss Army pussy.
Excuse me?
It's a Swiss Army pussy.
True.
Multifunction, highly complex portal of life. It should be respected, technically.
You wouldn't want to stick your dick in a Swiss Army pussy, though. There's too much.
How? But at least I know where north is now.
Yeah, you get hung up on the corkscrew.
Pork screw? Is that funny?
The pork screw. Well,
the pork screw, yes.
Things do have a kind of a silly cue wine. You know, stopper penis thing.
Excuse me.
That's what penises are shaped like now.
I understand.
Like,
well,
like what were blowjobs?
Christmas trees.
In the day, what were blowjobs like for you?
Excuse me.
Were you good at it?
What were blowjobs?
I was awesome at it.
Yeah.
Because I was a Catholic girl, and you.
Oh yeah, that and anal. That's virginity,
right?
She found that out in Italy.
Damn.
Yeah. Bella, bella, squinch.
Damn. Why couldn't I have been Catholic?
Or Italian.
Squeak.
Yeah, she got it up the butt in Italy.
Oh, I did. For a second.
A second?
Listen, it's not important now.
It takes more than a second to get it up there.
Yeah. You know what? With that uncircumcised, it's almost like he's wearing a condom.
There you go. Yeah.
A shell turtleneck
really,
in the end there.
Really
you know?
Leaky
can't
condom.
Can't really see it. It's like
a condom with a hole on the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
There's worm sign.
No, but I get it. There's control issues. I was with one girl that, like, I was like, she actually had to make herself come, and I was sort of involved, kind of.
But not the hair. Not the hair.
No, but not like, I was like, okay, well, you're really, okay, I'll just do whatever you say, but, you know, like, I know what you mean. Like, okay, you're actually.
Everyone has a different way of coming. And they don't, right. No, don't touch it. No, you did too much.
No.
Now we got to wait 15 minutes and reset. I just had to hit reset.
You fucked it up.
You did too much of the wrong thing. It seems like, would you find that men were easier
you
to make
you did not enough of the wrong thing and too much of the right thing. Oh, fuck. God damn it. All
right. The right wrong thing.
You did the wrong thing to the right thing at the wrong time.
Exactly.
So you agree that women are harder to make come than men, even
yes.
for you?
Yes. Yeah, ooh. Well, for you care. Seriously, if I took my clothes off right now, you guys would come. Like, what? What? Really? If I got on my hands and knees, it, like what?
Let's test that theory.
Okay.
Let's test it. Time it. Starting my timing now.
Ooh, hello.
Go, go.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Damn, that was fucking too fast.
And brought a second pair of underwear.
All right.
I just saw my boss's tits.
All right. We're done.
I just
That's it for
I just saw my boss's tits.
Yep, that's
oh my God.
Well, they were covered.
Saw my boss's tits.
Ma'am, not me. The straight guys didn't, though. And they just both came. So we can't really, there's no.
Don't know if we're coming or going.
And see.
And see. All
right. Rick, where can we find out more about Rick Overton?
At Rick Overton on Twitter. And rickoverton.net. And my podcast, which is called Overview on the Sideshow Network. Yeah! Yeah, right there.
Wow, nice ribs.
Hello. Overview is your podcast.
Nice.
Overview is my podcast.
Can we find it on iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes and awesome. Sideshow Network.
Awesome, yay.
Let's see those again, baby.
All right, nice tits. Happy fucking happy, everybody.